We all know that we are in a world where the global order is coming apart. And that means we must be prepared for more disorder, more conflicts, more fighting around the world in the years ahead. We wish it were not so, but this is the reality of the world we live in, and we must be prepared. In recent times, we've been focused a lot about energy because of what's happening in the Middle East. But defense is of utmost importance too. The good thing is that we have been consistently investing in our defense capabilities over the decades. At the same time, warfare itself is evolving, and we see that very clearly recently in Ukraine and in Iran, where you have more unmanned systems, more new technologies being deployed, and more new ways of fighting. So we are learning from these experiences. We are harnessing new technologies, and we are adapting and transforming the SAF. But it's not just about buying new platforms. What's of more importance is how we integrate these new capabilities well across different domains, between the operations and the technology team, and across different services in the SAF, so that we can have a more effective SAF, and we can also be a more effective deterrent against any potential aggressors. And this is what I've picked up during this visit, to update myself on the new concepts that the SAF is deploying, and also to better understand their new equipment and technologies. But what gives me confidence most is not about the equipment or the technology, it's really about our people. And it's not just the regulars in the SAF, but it's also the full-time national servicemen and our operationally ready NSmen. These are our greatest assets. And these are the ones who stand ready to serve and defend our country. And we all thank everyone who do so. So we will continue to develop our people in the SAF, invest in our defense capabilities, and ensure that Singapore continues to remain safe and secure, especially in a more dangerous and volatile world. Warfare is evolving, and we can see that very clearly from recent experience. It started in Ukraine, and Iran has shown that Ukraine was not an anomaly. This trend towards more unmanned systems, using different ways of new technologies and different ways of fighting, this is continuing. This will be with us, and we have to learn from this experience how to better harness new technologies and unmanned systems in our concept of operations. There will be new challenges, both in there will be opportunities too, but there will be new challenges, because as you can see in recent conflict with unmanned systems, you can have the most advanced interceptors, but when your aggressor is deploying cheap swarms of drones, it's very challenging for your interceptors to defend. It's highly expensive, and it also takes time to replace these expensive assets. And yet you are continually being bombarded by cheap drones. So how do you build up capabilities against such a threat? For example, this is just one example of new threats that we'll have to think about. And that's why it's important for us to build up our own capabilities. We have already been doing so, but the recent experiences give us a lot of food for thought. And I thought it would be useful to get a better understanding how we are in actually deploying these technologies across the SAF. And as I said, it's really not just about the equipment or the technology itself. It's integrating it well across air, land and sea, and it's integrating it well across our technology teams and our operations team. And what I've seen so far gives me a lot of confidence that we are on the right track. We have always been vigilant about defense. We have never taken that for granted. We've always recognized from the beginning that in a time of crisis, in a time where we come under threat, no one is going to come to our rescue, and we have to defend on ourselves. We have to depend on ourselves to defend Singapore. And that's why we've built up the SAF and invested consistently in the SAF from the very beginning. And that overall posture remains consistent now, but I would say it's even more important than in the past, considering the external environment that we are in. As I mentioned just now, because if the global order starts to come apart, and more if it does move in that direction, there will be a vacuum. And there will, a vacuum means disorder, it means messiness, it means unpredictability. It means a world where countries may resort more to the use of force and coercion to get what they want. And small countries like Singapore will come under pressure. And that's why, while we talk about security across the board, energy, food, and many other areas of supply chains where we need to build up resilience, which we are doing, we also need to pay particular attention to defense, which we have been and will continue to do so. And it's more than just in today's world, more than just about equipping and transforming the SAF. It's also thinking hard about technology and thinking hard about defense supply chains and how we can be more resilient as a country. And that's what we will continue to do to make sure Singapore remains safe and secure.